friends. We are wishing you a special schuss for Simcha ben Necha Gittel and Gila Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel. We're going to be learning about the union of Shtar. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin on Daf Gimel, like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that Eidim Achasumim al Shtar Nase Kamisha Nechgrei Dusim Beveistin. That when you have Eidim that are signed on the Shtar, it's like their Eidus was already investigated in the Beis Din, and it was the rabbis who required Kiyum Shtaris. And that, says the Ritva, V'ikashya. And if you're going to ask the following question, because the Gemara says that min haTorah we don't need kiyum shtaris, even if the Baal Din says that the shtar is mezuyif, you don't need kiyum shtaris because the eidim achasumim al hashtar is kamisha nechgrei dusim beveistin. The rabbi said you need a kiyum shtaris when there's a tain of mezuyif. So on this the Ritva says, what kasha? What's your kasha? My raya, my simi hidrish lakish. What raya are you bringing for Reish Lakish? Dichom Reish Lakish Eidim Achasumim. Hailan Shein Cholon Lomar Shuv. Mevudimano. Maybe Reish Lakish meant that Eidim Achasumim Ashtar Nasa Kamishinach Gredusim Bevezdin means that the Eidim cannot say that we made it up. Uvishtar Makuyim. And it's talking about a Shtar Makuyim. As if you have a Shtar Makuyim. And then the Eidim say about the Shtar Makuyim. No. Fake out, break out. We made it up. So what do you say to Azai Eidim? No, you don't listen to them. But if you have a shtar that's not mekuyam, that hasn't been certified, that hasn't been validated, maybe it was never signed by valid Eidim, and the whole thing is mezuyif, menale baha, how do we know about that? That's what we're talking about in the Gemara. Gemara, we're talking about a get that hasn't been mekuyam. So how do you know that such a shtar is like it is mekuyam? Kamisha nechgrei dusim beveizdin. V'hanachon. The medamar reish lakish de machsum al shtar kamisha nechgrei dusim beveizdin. Alma de alima milsa de shtaram. V'leka lamechash lamechtam shikra b'shtaram. From the fact that reish lakish says that eidim achasum al shtar is like their Eidus was Nechgar Bevezdin, we see from there the Alima Milsa Deshtara. The matter of the Shtar is very strong. V'leka lemecha shlemechtam shikra b'shtara. And there's no chshash that they signed b'sheker on a Shtar. D'lo ba'inan kiyum midoy raisa. We don't require a kiyum midoy raisa. We don't require a kiyum shtar from the raisa. Mahan yataim ad Alima Milsa Deshtara. And it's good enough the reason that the shtar is strong. V'chol adam nisar shel lasa sheker b'shtar. And everybody is careful not to do sheker in the shtar, not to have a false shtar. U'midina lekel ameichash de mezuyafu. And midina there's no chshash mezuyaf. So we see from this Ritva that the reason we're not chashish for mezuyaf is because alima milsa de shtara. A shtar is very strong. And of course, we have to understand, what does a lima milsa d'shtara have to do with the fact that we're no chayshin on the mezuyif? You're right, a shtar is very strong, if it's a good shtar. But maybe it's not a good shtar. Another kasha. Maybe it's mezuyif, right? Another kasha. Rashi says, Dibra maschil nasa kamisha nechgrei dusim beveizdin. The lochasi chotze finish lizyufe. People don't have the chutzpah to be mizayif. So it's mashma that we're not choshish for ziyuf because of the svara that people generally aren't mizayif. People aren't mechutzif. People aren't so brazen as to be mizayif. Now we have to understand because the Gemara says that we're not choshish for mizuyif. Is mishum hilchas ad shtaris? It's a din in shtar. Eidim achasumim al shtar. When you have a shtar, Gemara says, this shtar is like it was nechgar edusim beveizdim. So it's a din and talk of a shtar. Not because of what Rashi says, that we're not choshish mizuyav, because it's an umdina. Lo chatz finish l'ziyufei. No. Not because of lo chatz finish l'ziyufei. It's because of the koach ha-shtar. The edim ha-chasumim ala shtar, k'mishenech grei dusim beveizdim dami. Nothing to do with the edim. Nothing to do with the lo chatz finish. It's the koach ha-shtar. So what's Rashi talking about? And it's even more shver in the Ritva himself. Because l'choyre, he says to himself, minayubei. First, he writes that we're not choshish for mizuyav, because alimi milsa d'shtara. And in the end, he concludes, like Rashi, the choladam nizhar shalalasas sheker b'shtar. And that's the reason we're not choshish for ziyuf. So the Ritva is the archival tre rachshi. He goes in both ends. First, he wants to say it's because of the alima milsa d'shtara. And then he says, Rashi svara, that people are nizhar not to do sheker b'shtar. So it's because of the person's not mechutzav, it's because of the people, it's not because of the koach ha-shtar. It's because people, it's we have an umdina, that people aren't going to be mezayif the shtar. So which one is it? Rabbi Abba Berman, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, in his Shiurei Yuin HaTalmud in a number of places, which and also in the Shiurei Gittin, which officially the name of the Sefer, Shiurei Moreinu Hagon Rabbi Abba Berman Shlita. So he discusses this Ritva. Of Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Kinyanim also discusses this Ritva. A number of Svarim, a lot of Achronim are metapel in this Ritva, what's pshat. But we're going to present Rabbi Abba's approach. Rabbi Abba was a Gana Goinim. So this is Mikisvei HaTalmidim. So he said as follows, to explain pshat in the Ritva, that a shtar has two dine edus. Number one, etzim ha'edus shebishtar. Shechol b'edus shebishtar, an edus shebishtar is chal, a din of edim ha'chasumim ala shtar, k'mishenech kor edusim beveizdim. So in other words, the etzim ha'edus of the shtar has a koach that it's like it was nechkor beveizdim. That's number one. It was like it was already investigated by the Beis Din and found to be kosher v'yosher. Number two, the shtar itself is a chepetz of edus to be made and to give over to the Beis Din the edus and the shtar. Number one, edus is chal on the shtar. And number two, the shtar is now made in front of the Beis Din. So the first geder, the geder of the first din, etzem ha'edus shebishtar, is that a shtar is an edus chakur al etzem ha'maiser shebishtar. And in this, shtar is different from edus b'chsav, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a person can send his edus to Beis Din in a letter. Only in Elaim was not roi lahagi, there's a psul of mipiyam v'lo p'ksavam, tosim bava basa, lamates amit beis, divar maschal mechav b'fnei shnayim, and other places. So you have edus shebishtar, and then you have edus b'ksav. Legabe edus b'ksav, the edim are made, the edus, when the ksav, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when the ksav comes to the Beis Din. The ksav is the way in which they are made bifnei ezdin, beizdin. Because there's an ofen hagadah shel bebeizdin baal peh, and there's an ofen hagadah bebeizdin bichsav. But al kopanim, the edim are made, their edus, when the edus comes to beizdin. And therefore, we require that the ezim should be kosher when their ksav comes to Beis Din. But if they're nifsal or they died, when the Beis Din is makabel their edus, the whole edus is batal. Because there are no edim ksherim sheyaidu bifnei Beis Din. You have to have Eidim Ksherim. They have to be around. They have to be kosher. And even if they don't remember the Eidus at that time, it's also not valid. We've seen Tosin Ksubis Daf Chof, other places. Mashen Kein, that's Eidus B'chsav. Mashen Kein B'shtar, that we say Eidim Achasumim Al Ashtar, Nase Kamishin Echkor Eidusim Bevezdim Dami, even if the Eidim die before the shtar, comes to the Beis Din, it's still effective. Like we see in the Gemara in Ksubis and Yotes Samit Beis Din, many other places. Why? Because their Eidus is an Eidus Chakura. And we don't need the Eidim. And as you look at this shtar is the Eidus. And even if they died or they're Nifsal, in the meantime, their Eidus is Kosher. And this is like Eidus Alpeh Bifnei Beis Din. That it was nechkar beveizd, and it was investigated, and it was accepted, and we no longer require edim. And even if they die, their edus is effective. So that's the first gather. The first gather is etzma edus shebishtar. This shtar is an aid, and the moment the shtar was written, the shtar is already made, and the shtar is already made in Beis Din. So now, when it comes before Beis Din, we don't need the Eidim anymore. Those guys, because this shtar is speaking of valid Eidus. Number two, what's the gather of the second din? That the shtar is a cheftz of Eidus. That v'gzeres hakosav and the halachas of shtaris, the shtar itself, the nusach and the chesimah of the shtar, are a cheftz of Eidus to be made and limsur lebeis din the Eidus shebishtar. So you have the etzem edus shebishtar, and then the giving over of the edus shebishtar. And this is muchroch from the fact that we say that shnayim em edim neged ashtar. You have a shtar versus two other people. It's trey utrey, ksubis yotes samad beis, other places. If we say that a shtar itself doesn't have a din edus lahayit v'lem sur lebeis din as a edus shebishtar, so this that we know that be'emes, the edim signed b'kashrus, and there's an Eidus Shebishtar, it has a din of Eidus Chakura, that's only an Umdina, that we assume that Mistama they were Chosim B'Kashrus, there's no Trei Eidim at all. We just have an Umdina, that this is kosher. So why is it called Trei with Trei, if it's just an Umdina that we assume it's kosher? So it's Muchrach, that this Shtar itself has a din Eidus. That's just an Umdina that it's kosher. This Shtar is made, and this is Moiser, Bifnei A'ei Beis Din as Eidus Shebishtar. And because of this, if we just have a cheftz of a shtar in front of us, we have a din edus on the shtar itself that's made in Moiser, the edus chakura b'beis din. And it's considered trey u'trey. So again, look at the Shiurei Yuna Talmud on Anksubis, how Rabbi Abba develops this. Now, if Eidus Shebishtar was already Chal, it's an Eidus Chakura. So now the Eidus Chakura in the Shtar is not totally in the Cheftz of Eidus in the Shtar itself. Because we see that if the Shtar was burned, if it was erased, if there are Eidim who saw the Shtar before, the Eidim bring it to the Beis Din, and they write another Shtar. Like we see in Baba Basra, and Daf, Kuf Samaches, other places. Now there's no Eidus of the Shtar itself to be made and to be Moser, the Eidus Chakur in the Shtar. Nevertheless, the Etzem Eidus Chakur in the Shtar is not Batel, because since there was already a Chalos of Eidus Shebishtar, that it's an Eidus Chakura, it's not totally anymore in the Cheftz of the Shtar. So even though we don't have the Eidus of the Shtar to be made, or we have an Eidus Chakura, we have Eidim that there was Eidus Chakura, and based on that, we can write another Shtar. So based on this, we can explain beautifully the Ritva. From the fact that Reish Lakish says, Eidim Achasumim Baal Shtar, Nase Kamishan Echgar Eidusim Beveizdin, Zok the Ritva Alma Dalimi Milsa Deshtara. The shtar is very strong, and therefore not choshish for mezuyif. So it would appear that the geder of edus chakur beveizdin is that the edim are moser their edus to the beizdin, and the beizdin has an edus chakura, and we don't need the edim anymore. And even if they died or they become puzzle afterwards, the edus doesn't become puzzle. Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam writes in Uchas Edus Perakei Alach Avav, Adalo Hayochasa Shel Shtaris, he writes, He de edim achasum al shtar nasa kamosh nechko edus beveizdin behainu. The zeo called dino shel shtar. In other words, that the same din that edus shenechkura beveizdin has, so too you have edus shebishtar. Edus shebishtar is like it was already investigated and validated by the beizdin. If we say that the shtar itself is not a chepetz of edus to be made and to be moster to the beizdin, the edus and the shtar, if so, we require that the Edim, with their Edus and the Shtar, should be most of their Edus to the Beis Din, and that's only when the Shtar comes to the Beis Din. And before the Shtar comes to the Beis Din, we still need the Edim to be most of their Edus to the Beis Din, so therefore there's no Din Nechkor at all. So it's Muchruch from the fact that Edim Achasum al Shtar Nechkor Nasa Kamisha Nechkor Edusim Beis Din Dummy, the Pshat is that the shtar itself is a chepetz of edus to be moser and made to beis in the edus shebishtar, and therefore we don't need the edim in the shtar at all. We don't need the edim, even if the edim die, even if the edim become pasul, doesn't matter. The shtar itself is like it was already nechkar beveizdin. And even if the shtar, like we said before, even if it was erased, got burned, we have edim to that effect. So we write it up again, because it was like it was already given in front of the beizdin, this edus. And that's what the Ritva means, da alimi milsa the shtar. The shtar itself is a chevetz of edus that's made to the beizdin. The Edus Chakur in the Shtar. So you have two aspects. You have the Edus Chakur in the Shtar. You have the investigated testimony that's written in the Shtar. And then you have the fact that it was already given over to the Beis Din. That's what the Shtar is. Shashtar Atzmo Avei Chevtze Shel Edus Shemeid LeBeis Din Edus Chakur Shebishtar. The Shtar is made. The Shtar is made what the Shtar says. So we see that the shtar itself is a chevetz of edus to be made and to be moser the edus hachakur lebeis din, and therefore there's a din nechkara, and that's why alimi milsa de shtara. Shtar is very strong. The shtar itself is a chevetz of edus to be made and to be moser their edus in front of the beis din, and therefore we're not choshish from mezuyif. Because without alimi milsa de shtara, we even umdana that the edim were chosim b'shtar, and then the baal din will be neman l'don mezuyif. Because in his time he says to the Yumdana that the Edom signed the Shtar. But now that we say, no, Alima Milsa the Shtar, the Shtar is a Chetz of Edus. The Shtar was made. How does a Baal Dover go and to contradict the Edom? No. So since without the Tain of the Baal Din we have a Chetz of Edus, there's no place for the Tain of the Baal Din to be Goyrea from this Chetz of Edus that's before us. And since the Baal Din can't say on two Edim that are standing in front of him, their puzzle, for this very reason, since without his Taina there's a Chepz of Edim, there's no Mokum for his Taina. That's when there are two Edim. Same thing with the Shtar. Since the Shtar is made, that what's written in the Shtar is Kosher, Memela, we don't care about what the Baal Dover says. How does that shtim? With lo chotze vinish lezyufe, like we saw in Rashi and the Ritva also? Why is it enough alimi milsa de shtara, like we explained? Why do we need also this chazaka that a person isn't b'chutzif to be mezayif ishtar? So Baal Korchenu, we have to say that without the chazaka of lo chotze vinish lezyufe, we wouldn't know that we have a shtar, because if it was mezuyif, there's no shtar that's made to be most of the beis in the edus chakur shebishtar. And only through the chazaka, in other words, only starts, it's mevusas, al yisod lo chotzevinish lev ziyufe, And therefore we know there's a shtar. So we know there's a shtar from the Chatzah finish of the Siyufe. And then on that, this shtar is Edus Chakura, and it's giving over to the Beis Din what the shtar says. But according to this, it's Shver. If the whole smach is on the Chazaka lo Chatzah finish of the Siyufe, what does it help that Edom Achasum al Shtar Nasa Kamishinach Gredus and Beis Din? That the shtar itself is made, that there's Edus Chakura. You don't need the shtar to be made, there's Edus Chakura, because you have these Edom who are made. We're Somech on the Lochatz finish Lizyufe. So are we Somech on the Lochatz finish Lizyufe in order to give over this Edus to the Beis Din, the Edus and the shtar? Or are we Somech on the fact that Edom Achasum al Shtar Nasa Kanimshinach Gredus and Beis Din? Which one is it? Now, yes, the shtar is giving over the information that this shtar, the shtar is made, that what it says in the shtar is good edus. But what is that muvusas on? What is that based on? Is it based on lochatz finish l'ziyufe, or is it based on edem achasum al shtar nase k'nishinach great edusam? We don't need both. The ritva says you have both. Ora, based on what we're explaining. So we can answer this based on the Akash of the Acharonim. How are we motzi mamon al pishnei edim? We have a suffix. Maybe they're puzzle. Maybe these edim are puzzle. What are you going to say? They have a cheskes kashrus. But ein motzi in mamon al pichazak de meikara. Even rov we say ein ocham mamon achar rov. Certainly chazaka, ruba the chazaka, ruba adif. So if by rov we say ein ocham mamon achar rov, so how then are we somech on this chazaka of the cheskes kashrus not to be motzi mamon al pi these edim? Oh, we have a cheskes kashrus or a motzi mamon. Yeah, we're not motzi al pi rov, so how can you be motzi al pi chazaka? So bishlem astam edim, you can say there's no reisa. There's no reisa, it's not a suffix, therefore motzi mamon al pi. But what about Shrei Kita Edim Amachisho Zu Zu? Cheska Sabatim Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Zuba Avnei Atzmi Mida Zuba Avnei Atzmi. Then everyone, every kash is a Cheska Kashrus. They can go individually and testify. There is a suffix in every kash. One of them is Vada Mishaker. You just mamed every kash and it's Cheska Kashrus. Then the kasha will be, how are you motzi mamon? Api kol kash above Avnei Atzmi Mida in motzi mamon. So it appears that we can answer as follows, that the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in the 7th parak, Halacha Zayin, V'lo kol oso osum ofitz ma'amin lo shu navi el adam she'eino yodu bo b'tchilas shor elin ufu b'chochma soy v'maisov v'achach bo vaso osum ofitz v'amashel shalachu mitzvah l'shmo mimenu shlam relev t'shmo v'yav shiatz osum ofitz v'eino navi v'av avirin mitzvah l'shmo aloi hoyel v'adam gado v'chocham roi l'nevu ahu ma'amidem osu achiz kaso shekach nitztavenu kamosh nitztavenu lachtu chasadin al pishnayim edim k'sherim v'av b'yishev shidu sheker hoil v'ksherim em etzlenu ma'amidem osam al kashrusam. So not everybody who does an osum ofis we believe is a navi. First we have to know that he's royal in avua. Then he does an os, he says God sent him, you have to listen to him. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that he's a navi emes. We're just ma'amid him as chazaka that he's a navi emes, just like shnei edim. We don't know they're telling the truth, but we're ma'amid osam al cheskes kashrusam. Now, if the gedder of the cheskes kashrus of edim is a psak of chazaka de meikar of the cheskes kashrus, like the achronim understood in their kasha, how are we motzi mamon al pi shnei edim when it's all built on their fact that we the chazaka de meikar that they were kosher before? So we assume they're kosher now. So what does that have to do with a navi? Remember, here we're making a dimyon. We're comparing between a navi and shnei edim. Now, is a Navi based on a Chazaka de Meikara? No. No Chazaka de Meikara like Edom. Edom, we're assuming they had a Cheskes Kashrus before. So we assume that they still have a Cheskes Kashrus. And then based on that, we ask Akasha, how are you Motzi Mamon based on a Cheskes Kashrus? But in the fact that we compare it to Navi, by Navi, there's no Chazaka de Meikara. He was never a Navi before. What Chazaka de Meikara does he have that he's a Navi? So what's pshat? So pshat is that the cheskes kashrus of the Eidim has nothing to do with the chazaka de meikara. It's not that before they were kosher, we assume they're still kosher, but rather the cheskes kashrus is part of the chepts of Eidim. The chepts of Eidim is anashim miyisrael shehem becheskes kashrus. And just like the fact that they're Jews is part of the cheft of the Eidim, so too a cheskes kashrus is part of the cheft of the Eidim. And since that's part of the cheft of the Eidim, that they're kosher, there's a gzeres hakasuv of al pishnayim Eidim yakum dover, that we paskin based on two Eidim. So it emerges then that we're motzi mamon al pishnayim Eidim yakum dover. It's based on Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover, and not on the Psak of Cheskes Kashrus. We don't need a Psak of Kashrus on the Eidim. We just need that they should have a Cheskes Kashrus in order they have a Cheftz of Eidim. And since they have a Cheftz of Eidim, we paskin based on what they say, because Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. All the Cheskes Kashrus does is it establishes them as Eidim. Now, as Eidim, we view them. They have a Cheskes Kashrus. Eidim with a Cheskes Kashrus, like Eidim have to be Jewish. Eidim have a Cheskes Kashrus. And now you're Motzi Mamon Alpi Eidim. Now Alpi Cheskes Kashrus. Alpi Eidim. Part of the Eidus is the Cheskes Kashrus. And we understand the Tzushtel between the Eidim and the Navi, just like by Navi. Just like by Eidim. The Cheskes Kashrus is part of the Cheft of the Eidim. And since they are Chefts of Eidim, we have to paskin based on what they say, even though we don't know if they were made Emes or Sheker. So to Navi. If a Navi brings an Osen Amofes, and he's a Chacham, and he's a good person, he's a Royal Nevua, so that's a Cheft of a Navi. And since that's a Cheft of a Navi, Eilav Tishmon, you have to listen to him. Even though we don't know if he's a Navi Amos or a Navi Sheker. And Mimela, it's not Kasha, the Kasha we ask, the Achronim. How are we Motzi Mamon Api Cheskes Kashrus the Eidim? Because based on my proof from the Rambam, we don't need a Psak of Cheskes Kashrus. All we need to do is to establish that they're kosher in order to make a Cheftz of Eidim. So we're Motzi Mamon based on the Cheftz of Eidim. How do we get to the fact that they were Cheftz of Eidim? So we get to the fact that they were Cheftz of Eidim from the fact that before, how do we get to the Cheskes Kashrus? From the fact that before they were kosher. But now, we're not Motzi Mamon based on their previous Cheskes Kashrus. Because again, look at the comparison to Navi. By Navi, it's not because he was a Navi before. It's because part of the Cheftz of a Navi is that he's a kosher. Is that he did an os, he did a mofes, he is a royal nevua, a chachmasov, a massive. That's who he is. He is a cheft of a navi, and so too, this person is a cheft of an aid. That's why we believe him. One of the definitions of the Cheftz of an Eid is that he's a Cheskes Kashrus. He also has to be Jewish. He has to have a Cheskes Kashrus. But we're being Motzi Mamon not based on his Cheskes Kashrus. We're being Motzi Mamon because he's an Eid. We establish him, he's a kosher Eid. Kosher Eid then could be Motzi Mamon. You're right, Alpi Chazakas, we're not Motzi Mamon. But here the Otzelos Mamon isn't because of the Chazakah. The Otzelos Mamon is because he's a kosher Eid. As if it was Alpi, his Chazaka de Meikara, what does that have to do with Navi? Navi doesn't have a Chazaka de Meikara. No. We need to establish the Navi as a Navi with his Cheskes Kashrus. So too is this person also gets it. However they get their Cheskes Kashrus, they got it. Each one gets it in a different way. But the important thing is that they're kosher, they have a Cheskes Kashrus. And then they have the Cheftz of who they are, either a Navi or an Eid. And then we're Motzi Mamon based on the fact that that he's an Eid, or more. Follow the Navi based on the fact that he's a Cheftz of a Navi. So based on this, we understand very well why we need this Chazak of Lo Chatzif. And we also need Eidim HaChasum HaAl HaShtar K'mishinach G'reidusim B'Veizdin. like the Ritva says, Alimi Milsa Dishtara. Because the Chazak of Lo Chatz Finish alone, that would not be enough. If you had a chazak of lo chatzif, then the Baal Din would be able to say that it's mezuyif, because this chazak of lo chatzif isn't a beir gomer. So you're right, without his taina, we would say that it's not mezuyif because there's no reisa. To assume that it's mezuyif because the chazak of lo chatzif finish lezuyufe. But when he makes a taina of mezuyif, there is a reisa. Maybe it was mezuyif ketanasa. And he'd be Naaman. And therefore we need this Mils Alimi Milsa Dishtara, that we have a Chepta Vedas of the Shtar itself, and therefore there's no Makom Latinus Baal Din, like we discussed earlier. The Shtar is like two Eidim being made. We don't care what the Baal Din says. However, we also need the Chazak of Lo Chatzif. Why? Because that Gufa is the Chepta of the Shtar. That the Nusach of the Shtar with the Chasimus of the Eidim, with the Chazak of Lo Chatzif finish Lizyufe. Without the chazaka, it wouldn't be considered a chefetz of ishtar. And if there's not chefetz of ishtar, then there's no chefetz of edus of the shtar. And that's exactly what we prove from the Rambam, that a cheskes kashrus is part of the chefetz of the edim. We don't need this psak chazaka that they're kasher. What do we need? We need the fact that they have a chefetz of edim. This Cheskas Kashrus turns them into Eidim. Eidim have the koach of Alpishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. So too, the Chazak of Lo Chatzif is part of the Chefs of the Shtar. And if there's a Nusach of the Shtar with the Chasimus, with the Cheskas Lo Chatzif, there's a Chefs of Shtar. Now that you have a Chefs of Shtar, you can say, Kimishanach Gorei Dusim Bevezdin, this is been investigated and it was given over to the Beis Din. It's made. The shtar is made, that what's written in the shtar is correct. This shtar, in other words, point two, Shlav Bet, that it's made in front of the Beis Din. What's made in front of the Beis Din? That it was, it's a good Eidus. Nechkor Eidusim beBeis Din. That it was already, it was like it was investigated by the Beis Din. It's kosher. That's why you essentially need all three. You need the Lo Chatzif finish. Because you don't have Lo Chatzif finish, so where do you even get a Chatzif Ishtar? So Lo Chatzif establishes the Chatzif Ishtar. Now, that could be challenged by the Baal Din. But once you have a Chatzif Ishtar because of Lo Chatzif, now you have Kamisha Nechkorei Dusim Bevezdin. Just like two Eidim, they have a Cheskas Kashrus. Now they have a Cheft of Eidim, they can't be challenged anymore. And then it's given over to the Beis Din. So even if they die, we don't care. It was Kamisha Nechkor and it was made to the Beis Din, that was written in the Shtar. It's correct. And with this, if you look in the Sefer Shirei Gittin, he's Miyashev, Rabbi Abba's Miyashev Akasha, and also in Ksubis, I said, he talks about this. If I'm not mistaken, above Abaster as well. It's Ritva. So, this is Big Yisodos and Inyanei Shtaris. And we should be Zocha, Lilmodu, Lilamid, Lishma, Velasos, Ulakayim is called Divrei Samu, Tarasu, Vihava, Amen, Vyamen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.